Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Thank you to all who have been supporting the channel by checking out our merch at rejectnationshop.com and becoming Royal Rejects.
We ready to bound our way into this?
Yes.
Here we go.
Bound me up, baby.
Our friends at home, if you like this as much as we did, then please make sure that you go leave a review, 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you are. We appreciate you. We just watched Bound.
Yeah.
All right, hit me with your initial thoughts, Tara.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, number one, love all the transitions in this movie, which were thoroughly thought out, along with the cinematography and obviously all of the acting. Like, it's, you guys already know this. If I love a movie, it's because, like, the acting comes through. And in this, like, the tension from the top, I, like, didn't say a lot during this movie because I was literally just cut to it, editors, because I know I wasn't giving you many words to cut to. I was just like, what's gonna happen?
It was so 80 reasons. It was because it was hot. And so, like, it's like when things are really hot, it's not like you want to talk a lot during it. It was suspenseful, so you didn't know what was gonna happen. For a while, I didn't even know what the genre of the film was.
Right.
That was a crazy experience. I'm so glad this is the kind of thing that, since it was 96, like, this was not a trailer I ever watched. This was not on my radar.
No,
this
gosh,
is not a
no.
movie I hear referenced all the time.
Ever. And I'm wondering why, because I loved it. I'm like, it was so good. And I'm like, why didn't people talk about Bound?
Well, let me ask you this. The only thing you and I knew coming into this was that Greg told us that this is going to be referenced multiple times throughout the Chucky movies.
Right.
What? Like, in what world do you think this is something we needed to watch to understand the Chucky franchise?
I'm curious. Maybe it's just because a character maybe it's just a character from this goes into the new Chucky movies. But I'm wondering if
that's
if one of them plays the same character as they do in this movie. Is it the same vibe? Like, is she still just, like, sexy lady? I don't know.
What a great dynamic duo they were, because I didn't trust either of them, not for a single second.
Yeah.
But I also trusted both of them the entire time. It was like, you get it, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, they were hot. They were cool.
Yeah.
They were different from one another, but, like, did have those same morals and values. They were, yeah.
The chemistry was on point.
The music, dude.
The music is great. Like,
I gotta look some things up about this.
And I do think that the Wachowskis had to be fans of Star Wars, because there's one part where I forget the part where it cuts you, but it sounds very, like, Star Wars-esque with the music, where it's like, dun, 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 dun. It sounds like a Darth Vader-esque thing. And then also, when they put their hands on the wall and she's like, I know. That seemed very, like, Star Wars to me.
That's like, I love you, I know?
Yes, like that, like the kind of team up. And also during that transition of the hands on the walls and it's an over-the-head crane shot from room to room is awesome. I mean, all the transitions in this movie were
really cool shots.
So great. Like when he picks up the plane ticket and he's looking through it, has its blood stains on it, and you see the holes and you see his eyes look through it. I'm like, it's just so inventive and so interesting the way that they played with shots. Every shot was thought out and very artistic. And I like appreciate that, because that keeps it just so engaging. And it's, you have to think about those shots for like a second to be like, how do we make this really look good when he picks it up to make it look realistic? It's a bloody like plane ticket. He's thinking, he shows his eyes for it not to be corny. It wasn't. And to make it play right takes a lot of time. And that shot only lives on the screen for 4 seconds. I appreciate that.
I have to tell you the weirdest bit of trivia about this.
Oh,
okay, the film, let's see, the film was financed with the understanding that Jennifer Tilly was to play the role of Corky. The Jennifer playing, the actress playing Violet dropped out of the project shortly before the shooting began. However, at this point, Gina Gershon became available to do the film. At first, she was to play Violet, but since she was better suited for Corky, she and Tilly switched roles.
Wow.
Can you picture it the other way? I can't picture that at all.
Not at all. Because Jennifer Tilly's voice does not add up to be like, I fix homes. I plumb stuff and paint the walls. No way. I'm glad that it was an accident, but it was a very happy one.
That, I mean, I just can't even picture that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. When executives at some studios read the script, they were told the Wachowskis that if they changed the character of Corky to a man, they would be interested. The sisters declined, saying that movie has been made a million times.
Thank you.
So we're really not interested in it.
Oh my gosh. People are so, so dumb. So dumb. Like, good for you.
It was
Wachowskis.
So much more interesting like this.
So much better.
If it had been a man, then the husband would have been so jealous from jump, right. And it wouldn't have been
from
as believable.
It wouldn't
either.
Have been, yeah, and definitely not as entertaining. Like, no. And exactly. We've seen that a million times on TV and in movies. Like, do something different.
This is cool, and I'm sure that you kind of picked up on this, but this was the film that convinced the studio of the Wachowskis' talent as directors so they could make The Matrix.
Yeah. Bingo, baby. I mean, I would watch this too and go, who directed this? I give you all the keys to the house to make all of the films, because it was done really, really well. And they... Again, the casting, like, because you know that directors and casting have to get along, and I believed all of them.
I love this. Gina Gershon, Jennifer Tilly were nervous about filming the sex scenes and prepared by drinking tequila.
I bet. Yeah, oh my gosh.
But they were offered, it said earlier, to use body doubles, and they declined.
Oh, that's good, because we could... It's great, because that shot... I think that's smart, because you could feel their chemistry on screen, and then I also think it would take us out of the movie... Because the way they shot that was one long shot. It was like a crane. It came all the way around their bodies and around to the other side. They would have had to hide a lot in that. And we wouldn't have been able to see. Good. Good on you guys for not doing that. Because I think that matters, especially for that shot and the story. I think we would have been able to sniff out if it was doubles. Because here's one quick thing. When they're at the cafe, here's how I sniffed out a double. It's when they're sitting across from each other talking at the very beginning. Jennifer Tilly is smoking. There's a hand when it's on Garcian's coverage. The hand is not Jennifer Tilly's hand. So I was like, I don't think that's her hand. Mm-hmm. Y'all can go, because you guys are nuts. Leave it in the comments. Tell me if you saw that. It's low key. It's low key, you guys, but...
I've got a couple more for you that are kind of
wild. Let's do it.
Gina Gershon said her agent told her making this film was a huge mistake and would hurt her career because of the lesbian content and the fact that the Wachowski sisters were first-time directors, but she ignored them and accepted the role because she loved the script. Afterwards, she fired her agent.
Good for her. And you know what? That is really hard. In 1996, like, right. When did Ellen come out? And then she was like hiding to come out because she was like, my show's going to be canceled.
I kind of wish that, also she in the had 90s. Fired her agent before this, so the agent didn't get paid for this.
I know, right? She didn't get the residuals.
Yeah, it's like, she's still making money off this, even though it was a bad idea.
That's true.
This is a cool one, too. Gina's influences for the roles were James Dean, Marlon Brando, and Clint Eastwood.
Totally gave me the vibes of how she carried herself and, like, kind of her hair, the look in her eyes. Okay, I love that.
I'm getting a little Chucky information in here. Oh, do you want to hear it or do you not want to hear it?
Is it going to ruin the next films?
I don't think it will ruin them. Okay. I'll keep it to myself.
Okay.
I shall keep it to myself.
Okay.
Bill Pope and the Wachowskis drew, I think Bill Pope was the cinematographer, the Wachowskis drew from their love of comics and were influenced by Frank Miller's neo-noir Sin City series in particular.
Oh.
Which I could kind of feel a little bit here
with those
as well.
Transitions.
Yeah, definitely. The film was shot in 38 days. That's pretty good for what it was.
Yeah.
I think that has
for sure
a good amount of time. Okay, the Violet part was expected to go to Linda Hamilton.
Oh.
Which I could...
I can see it. I don't know. But I like it with... I like it better the way that it is.
Huh. Yeah, me too.
Citizens of the Reject Nation, or should I say Royal Rejects, because that is who we call those who check out our RR apparel at rejectnationshop.com. We come out with new designs every month or every 2 months. It is personally my favorite way you can support the channel. Reason being is because we are involved with every one of the exclusive RR designs that are up at the shop. Every month it's been growing. Every month we are getting more and more Royal Rejects, and I really love to hear how people are finding the shirts to not just be cool looking, but also fit nicely and feel comfortable. I cared about that more than anything else. I'm a hairy guy, so I'm really like sensitive to the fabric. We got a bunch of designs already, such as our Super Marvel Bro shirt. My sister actually designed this one. Deadpool Wolverine inspired, my personal favorite one.
The newest edition, the To Me My Walkman shirt inspired by the X-Men.
Then we also got our, like, our number one bestseller, the Last Daddy t-shirt, which has Pedro Pascal from The Last of Us inspired, carrying baby Grogu. We have Loki's glorious balloon. We also have our Doctor Who shirt, which is full of a bunch of classic Doctor Who quotes on the TARDIS. We have Space Babies of the Galaxy. We got ourselves some Star Wars inspired shirts. We got a Boys inspired shirt, and we have a House of the Dragon one as well. Pointing those out because obviously we have new seasons of those shows coming up. And then of course we got a bunch of other designs as well, like our Batverse one, Who Influences the Influencers, another Last of Us inspired t-shirt, and of course, you know, the classic Reject symbol t-shirts as well. Either one is an amazing way to support the channel, and like I said, you get to look good while doing it. So thank you guys so much. Do consider going to rejectnationshop.com, and also tag us on social media. If you end up buying a shirt, please tag us. We'd love to see it when people do end up buying the shirts. Thank you, Royal Rejects. See you guys soon.
So those are some things. There's a lot more fun facts. Thank you to IMDb for letting us know those things.
What's the Chucky thing? What is it? I mean, you forgot?
I didn't read it. I just saw Chucky.
Okay, cool. Because I was like, well, if Roxy read it, we're going to be watching it. And now she's got the juice up here. And then I don't have the juice.
Some line.
Now we have to know the juice.
I'll give you. Well, juice is what you referred to something else. Earlier,
I do. Okay. I saw all the things.
The film is mentioned in dialogue in Jennifer Tilly's later film Seed of Chucky, in which Tilly plays herself. When she's asked about Gina Gershon in the film, she answers that they remained friends after they finished work on Bound.
Okay, weird. So in the movie, in Chucky, they're asking
Chucky
about her relationship, actually her on-screen relationship with Gina, even though they didn't have one, they were friends. But okay, that's funny.
Yeah, but I feel like there's got to be more stuff to that. I don't
know.
Like,
did they date after or something?
I don't think so.
No, because if they were like, oh, it's awkward and we got to shoot tequila. Ah!
Well, it's awkward even if, like...
It's awkward anyway. Even if you are bi or lesbian or whatever. Even if you're straight and you're having straight sex on a film, it's awkward no matter what, because there's 30 people watching and you're lit.
I got to tell you, weird. I think I would feel more comfortable... having same sex relations on camera, like sexually, than otherwise, because the other one with the like fake stuff that you have to have going on and whatever, it's just a lot.
You mean the cut, like the cut?
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
It's a lot. Like, it's much easier to be like, oh, we're not actually doing it, like with girl on girl action versus. Yeah. I don't know how they do that. They have to do like a fake. My friend told me this because he had to go fully nude in an episode that was on TV recently this year. I forget the name of the TV show, but he was like, I'm happy. He said that the prosthetic kept falling off because it wasn't large enough. And this was not him bragging about
his... That friend of yours was trying to sleep with
you. I know, right? But he was saying it, y'all, at a film festival Q&A because someone had seen his episode. And he was like, listen, I'm not trying to tell you anything. It just kept falling off. And I told them, I'm happy to just do it naked. I don't care. Like, he's an actor. He's like, I can just do it nude. And they're like, no, that's not allowed.
Well,
they wouldn't let him do it.
Contract, and you have to pay somebody a different rate,
right? And they were like, "Nope, definitely not allowed." So he was like, "It was uncomfortable and weird." It took them a long time to like have it on there. I don't know. I was like,
well,
all right.
Have to deal with that for this. Yeah. So I'm really telling you that friend of yours was trying to get into your pants. That is what was happening. Any final thoughts on Pound?
10 out of 10. Loved it. I don't know why this movie's not talked about way more. Very intense. Love the acting. I already talked about cinematography transitions. Thank you, Wachowskis, for giving us your first film. It's a little gem.
That you wrote and directed. So cool. And also, I just will say, I love movies that continue to surprise me. This movie surprised me every single step of the way. I guessed wrong every single thing I guessed yeah. in this movie. And I love that. Because so many people, I don't know if you've been seeing this on the channel, have been accusing me of watching the movies beforehand because I've been guessing so many things right.
Oh, right. No, we just watch so many movies, guys, that we just know the plot.
And like, I know what's coming. But yeah. So when a movie truly, I'm like, oh, you know what I think is going to happen here? And it doesn't happen. I'm like, good on you.
Yeah, yeah.
And this movie did that. I didn't know anything.
Yeah, we watch too many movies. That's why it's a lot of times if we see it coming, it's because our lives are TV and movies and there's only...
Dude, I just
so
did
many things
speed
that they can do.
With Andrew, I just did Speed, and I was like, oh, so the guy is going to be a cop, an ex-cop, because he said that thing about this, and these things are lining up, and everybody's like, she obviously saw it before. And I was like, thank you for calling me smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's the version of well-read for movies? Well-movied.
Well-movied. We're well-movied,
well,
y'all.
If you're well-movied with us and you're still on board with the Tara and Roxy train...
Yeah, baby.
Then make sure that you like this video. Let us know. We're going to continue on our Chucky journey. We're including this as part of the journey.
Yeah.
And we're also on a Nightmare on Elm Street journey now, too. So if you're liking those things, then please let us know.
Please share the crap out of all of the things and comment, like it. Tell us how cool we are because we know... I love to hear the love juice... The love and the support. We love you guys for that. But also share it so that those videos go up and then we watch
and
all of
them. They keep pairing us together, which we love. Yes. And then you guys do the fan art, which we love.
Yes.
And then you like us.
Your
you
fan
really
art
like
is key.
Us.
We love you.
Yeah. All of that. You guys are the freaking best. Thank you for enjoying this with us. And we're bound to see you soon.
Bye.
Adelia Chamberlain. You know, Adelia... there's been so many obstacles in the life here of building Real Rejects and building the Patreon. Mm-hmm. And there's very few people out of, well, the 1.2 million that have come into our lives. And I'll say that out of many of the highlights that we've had of getting to know many individuals who don't live in our neck of the woods.
Nope.
Undoubtedly, you are one of the few individuals
who should
what?
Live in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'm trying to say something's nice, and he's just
you
interrupting with sarcasm.
It'll be even nicer
don't
if he lives
me.
Here.
Hello.
Whoa, my bad. I stepped way out of line there, G. That's
Gosh.
My fault. And Adelia would
Sorry,
agree
that was my father
you
talking.
Responded
I just was ready to sock you in the face for
you
some reason
I deserve
right now.
That. I deserve that.
Oh, no.
Adelia
Oh,
wants
God,
to sock
I don't know what
face.
Came out of there. I just
it's
thought
okay.
of beating you to a pulp right now.
It's okay. I'm sure it would be a similar level of joy to whatever you were going to say sincerely to Adelia.
Yeah,
getting
look,
to
I'm
beat
just
the
all about speaking from
me.
The heart, but sometimes it's homophobia. It just comes out of me.
Sometimes I just got to speak from the fist.
I believe in acceptance and sensitivity, but man, that homophobia
for...
just really just likes to bleed through in my life, and
you
I'm
know.
Sorry about that.
You know, it's fine.
Anyway, Adelia, I'd like to say that if you're gay, I totally accept it.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to get to
be
this whole
yourself,
time.
Adelia. Okay. Whichever form that
that's
comes.
That's what I meant to say.
If you're not gay, that's just as cool.
Because you're a woman.
Yeah.
And so I would, you know, I accept that more.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
Yes. De facto.
Dichotomy.
In
I
the
live
binary, yes.
In my homophobic yeah. ways.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm turned on by that.
Yeah. There are
but
no
I
attractive
hate when
men.
Men do it because I assume they all are trying to get at me.
Yes. They're all doing it right now.
They're all
doing it. For your betterment.
They're trying to touch my nephew.
They're trying to
what's
convert
going on?
You by existing. the agenda has been laid bare.
It's pushing it, but when you're a woman, it's hot. So I was trying to get at.
Yes.
Glad I can communicate that here in this shop.
Yeah. the real lesbian reject nation. We're here for it.
Anyway, I think I made my point.
You did.